possibly angry after being grounded. It's 5:12 now. Well, history made in California. Governor Brown signed the minimum wage bill into law, so it's going to rise to $10.50 January 1st for businesses with 26 or more employees, and then annual hikes resulting in that minimum of $15 per hour in January of 2022. What does it mean for local business? We're now joined by Peter Tatishi, Metro Chamber President and CEO. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
Peter. So obviously it's a gradual change, something that businesses will have to prepare for. Tell me about the Metro stand on the rate hike here for Sacramento.
So, you know, we spent almost all of 2015 working with the city of Sacramento on their process for a minimum wage. And we actually appreciate the fact that we were brought to the table. Business concerns were laid out, and we settled on an agreement that wasn't $15 an hour because we knew our region couldn't sustain $15 an hour, and specifically the city of Sacramento. So that process was a fair process in the sense that we actually had a voice. This process, unfortunately, didn't include the business voice and the impacts that it would have on small businesses or any type of business here in California.
You know, you bring up what's been one of the big criticisms of this, and that is California is such a vast state, and we differ so much county by county in what might work, possibly in some cities or counties, may not work in others. And that's something you feel maybe was not taken into consideration.
No, not at all. And we've been talking about this for a year now, that not all regions are created equal, and that the buying powers are different region by region. There is no one size fits all for the state of California when it comes to a minimum wage. The equivalent of $15 or buying powers of $15 in San Francisco is the equivalent of $10.38 in Sacramento. So the idea that we should actually have a higher minimum wage, relatively speaking, than San Francisco doesn't seem to make sense.
What do you hear from businesses? How are they going to adapt to this?
Well, they're very concerned because at the end of the day, they're not sure where that money is going to come from. When you think about going from $10 to $15, and though that may be a six-year process or so, you're still looking at over $12,000 per employee each business is going to have to find. So if you have 10 employees, you're still looking at a $120,000 increase that you're going to have to somehow manage in your budget. That's just not going to be sustainable unless you either raise prices, reduce hours, or overhead in the sense of what your personnel is. There are many businesses that aren't sure how they're going to survive, especially those small businesses. And what I find a little bit interesting is that in this situation, they classify small businesses as under 26 employees or 25 and under. But the Department of General Services, DGS, the state of California, has a certification process for small businesses, and it's 100 employees or less. So it's kind of interesting that in some situations it's 100, but in this one it's 25 or under.
That is interesting. Depending on how you're using the numbers, one is considered a smaller business and the other is not.
It's disappointing, again, to see the state be inconsistent in how they're working this process because, again, it's one-sided in the whole conversation.
Yeah, Peter, you've heard the argument, and I'm sure, and since the Metro Chamber does look out for the interests of business, some say, well, this will help stimulate the economy. You know, this is a good thing. How do you respond to that?
You know, when we look at minimum wage increases in the past, you really don't see that stimulation in the economy because the buying power doesn't actually go up. We see that costs adjust to be able to basically support the new higher wage, which means the buying power doesn't increase significantly for the majority of employees. And that's those who are continuing to be employed at minimum wage. What we know works is when small businesses are growing, when they're increasing high-wage jobs, and they're moving away from minimum wage jobs, but opportunities to actually have high-wage jobs. We're just not supporting that with this endeavor.
All right. Peter Tatishi from our Metro Chamber, the President and CEO, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Kitty. Anytime.
I appreciate your time.